morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Here's Sarah Donkersluth.
Thanks, Duke. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital. Thanks to new medications and surgical techniques, people are living longer. However, Duke, the body we had at 40 is a very different body, right, than the ones we have as we get older.
Indeed.
And I realize that too as I get older. Chris Cannon, who is a community education instructor at Screener at Zeeland Community Hospital, is here this morning to tell you about a free seminar series for seniors, which addresses specific health issues as we age. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Sarah. Thanks for having me here.
It's nice to have you here. Tell us a little bit about what you do at the hospital, and how long have you been with the hospital?
Sure. It'll actually be 7 years in October, and I can honestly say time flies when you're having fun. I think I have the best job in the world, really. I get to wear a variety of hats, and I get to meet a lot of great people in the process. I teach our Arthritis Foundation Tai Chi classes several times a week, and those are great classes for improving your balance and reducing arthritis pain and stiffness. We have a lot of fun, and again, a lot of great people come to those classes. I also coordinate and help perform community blood pressure screenings that the hospital offers, participate in an assortment of health and wellness fairs in the community, help coordinate the orthopedic series, teach some of our tobacco-free for good classes, work in our flu clinics that we offer every fall, and certainly what we're here to talk about today, work on our free Live Well Senior Seminar series.
I mentioned that as the body changes, what do people need to be aware of?
Sure. Well, there's a number of things you need to think about as you're getting older. One of them is that most people will notice they have a slower reaction time, and this is especially important when judging whether or not you're able to continue driving. Another thing, we often get thinner skin, unfortunately, and this can lead to breakdowns and wounds that don't heal as quickly as they did before. A weakened immune system, this can make fighting off viruses, bacteria, and diseases more difficult. As well as a diminished sense of taste or smell. And especially for smokers, this can lead to diminished appetite and dehydration.
And a lot of people have different conditions that develop as they grow older.
True. Some of those things can be depression, arthritis, as I mentioned earlier, diabetes, breathing problems can develop, heart conditions. There can even be changes in your sleep pattern, and sleep disturbances can develop.
You know, all those issues that you talk about, we are addressing some of them with the community, and it's through the Live Well seminar that you are coordinating. It's a free seminar. Why is it called Live Well?
Well, Sarah, because all of the conditions I've just listed, growing older gracefully can feel like a lot of work, and it oftentimes can seem confusing. Today, there is a lot of information out there, and not all of it is always good information. So we want to provide seniors with the information and resources they need to live well and essentially stay healthy and active enough to enjoy their golden years and the aging process as best as possible.
You know, in the past, Chris, the series has been offered at the hospital, but this year you've changed the format. Why the change?
Oh, well, we are really excited. We're going to be partnering with Royal Park Place of Zeeland and the Georgetown Senior Community Center of Jenison. Both of these organizations have a passion to provide services and education to seniors and their families, and we are just so happy to be able to work with them to share this series with the community.
And the first one kicks off on Monday, May 19, at Royal Park Place. What is the topic that is going to be talked about at the seminar?
Yes, I'm really excited for this one myself because I think it's a topic that's relevant for seniors as well as busy adults. It's entitled Tired of Being Tired.
Okay, Duke, I'm interrupted. What do you think we're going to talk about at that seminar? Tired of being tired.
Absolutely.
Well, we are going to have Dr. Nancy Bender-Hausman of the Spectrum Health Sleep Clinic, and she will be speaking on the signs, symptoms, and treatments for sleep disorders, as well as providing us with some helpful tips to get a better night's sleep and improve our health in the process. You know, Sarah, believe it or not, it's estimated that 40 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder, and many don't even know it. Some of us may not even suspect that the reason we are getting more forgetful, having trouble staying focused, or just feeling a lack of energy may not even have as much to do with the aging process as it does with our lack of getting a good, solid night's sleep.
You know, you mentioned, you know, the seminar is for people as they grow older, but when you talk about that topic, you were exactly correct when you said, really, it could be for people of all ages, because many, many people don't get a good night's sleep, and it could be because of a sleep disorder.
Exactly, exactly. So this is one, if you're a senior and you're listening, bring your children. You're all welcome to attend.
And what time does the seminar start?
It'll be at 2:30 on Monday afternoon. It'll go for about an hour, and we will be including time for questions and answers with Dr. Bender Hausman.
And Royal Park Place is just right off of Chicago Drive here, correct? And where is it going to be in Royal Park Place?
It's going to be in the King's Room off of the cafe. The address itself is 500 Parkside Drive in Zeeland.
Do people need to register for the seminar?
We would really appreciate that people register so that we're prepared with enough refreshments and have comfortable seating for everyone. So, but if you forget to register, please don't let that stop you from coming.
And how can people register?
You can do that by contacting the Community Relations Department at the hospital.
And the number is 748-2834, 748-2834. And if you're listening and you call today, you're going to get me, or I'll be calling you back because our administrative assistant is out for the next couple days. But I would love to talk with you and register you for this free seminar. Or people can do it online, and they can go to spectrumhealth.org/Zeeland and then go under classes and events.
Correct.
You mentioned refreshments. That's going to be part of any seminar that's going to be offered. Any other perks?
Definitely. In addition to learning about ways to improve your quality of life, we will have giveaways and door prizes at each event as well. So definitely worth your time.
Okay, so the May event, you're going to be talking about tired of being tired, sleep disorders. You mentioned earlier that as we age, balance is a concern, and the June topic is going to address that.
That's right. We will have John Cummings, who is a physical therapist, and he will be offering insight and education on things you can do if balance, arthritis, pain, and stiffness, or improving your strength and endurance is a concern. I think a lot of times people think of physical therapy as being something you do to just rehabilitate following a surgery. And while this is one important way that is used, certainly, there are also many other activities of daily living that can be improved and made much easier through working with a physical therapist. And sometimes they can even give you some exercises that you can do at home on your own to improve that quality of life.
So it sounds like another great presentation. If you have a question, you may call WHTC at 395-1450. That's 395-1450. And again, these seminars are going to be held. The May, June, and July are going to be at Royal Park. The first one starts this Monday, May 19, at 2:30 in the afternoon in the room at Royal Park off of the cafe. So if you're listening, we encourage you to come because it's going to be a great free seminar where you're going to be able to talk with a doctor and you're going to be able to have some refreshments and you may even win a door prize. What about the July topic? What is that going to talk about?
Sure. In July, and I love the title of this presentation, it's Making Music with Every Breath. And this topic really is fascinating to me. Do you know that researchers have discovered that learning to play the harmonica can improve a person's breathing and lung function? While this is obviously very beneficial for persons with COPD and other breathing problems, we found that support persons and music enthusiasts can enjoy this topic and playing the harmonica and benefit from it as well.
Juke, what did I just bring you in this morning?
You brought me a harmonica.
A harmonica. I almost felt like I should have told you to just break it open and you could have added.
Start playing for us right now.
I'm not an accomplished harmonica player yet.
You know, that's the good news, though. You don't need to be in order to gain the health benefits from playing the harmonica. And I've been to, we have a, a harmonica group at the hospital, and I've been to some of these sessions. And you know what? What I found, the harmonica sounds beautiful whether you know how to play it or not. It's just a nice instrument. And what's great, too, is especially when people are learning, they smile a lot, they laugh a lot, and it is just such a fun time, a great group to be a part of.
In August, the seminar series moves to the Georgetown Senior Center in Jenison. Where is that located?
Well, the address is 7096 8th Avenue, and it's just on the south side of Chicago Drive in Jenison.
And what's going to be discussed in August?
Well, we will have another fabulous topic and speaker. It will be Dan Bolt, and he is a registered pharmacist. He'll be there answering any and all medication questions that you might have. He will also talk about the most common medication errors he sees and what you can do to be certain that you don't make some of those same mistakes yourself.
And what's going to be discussed in September?
Well, September, we are going to have a very smart and dear friend of mine, Roeen Panning from West Michigan Heart, join us. And Roeen is a registered nurse, and she's going to share with us on how to better know and take care of your heart's health.
And the final presentation in October is also of interest to people as they grow older.
That's right. That will be on arthritis, and we will be welcoming back Dr. Richard Martin from West Michigan Rheumatology.
And they have spoke before at some of the senior seminars, haven't they?
Yes, their group has, and we always have a great turnout for them, and wonderful to listen to. They've got some great information to share, and again, there'll be refreshments and giveaways and lots of great people, so I can't see any reason why you wouldn't want to attend.
Juke here is gathering my attention.
See, I told you. That was beautiful.
That's going to be the topic of conversation at the July seminar.
That's
playing
right.
The harmonica and the benefits of playing the harmonica. Thanks, Juke, for adding that. You know, Chris, you are also involved, as you said, in screenings in the community. And we are going to be offering, in recognition of National Stroke Awareness Month, Spectrum Health is going to be offering free stroke screening and education sessions through the month of May. Why the focus on stroke?
Well, Sarah, stroke is the fourth leading cause of death in the United States, and it's a leading cause of serious long-term disability as well. Depending on where in the brain it occurs and how soon treatment is sought, however, the effects of a stroke may be very different.
So what are some signs or symptoms of stroke?
Some of those could be sudden numbness or weakness of the face, the arms, or the legs, especially if it's on one side of the body. Another would be sudden confusion, trouble speaking or understanding a person's speech. There could be sudden trouble seeing in one or both eyes, trouble walking, dizziness, loss of balance or coordination, and could even be a sudden or severe headache with no known cause.
So the stroke screenings that are being offered, how can someone find out if they're at risk or what they can do to prevent a stroke? They can stop by Zealand Community Hospital.
Correct. We will be having a free stroke screening for the community on Tuesday, May 20th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. This will be held at the DeWitt Professional Building and will be in Conference Room B for the day.
Do people need to make reservations for this free 15-minute stroke screening?
They do not. They can just come on in between the hours of 11 and 3, and we will have staff there waiting to provide you with a free stroke screening, education, and we can even take your blood pressure.
So a busy week for people in the community at Zealand Community Hospital.
Yes, it is, and I look forward to seeing everybody there.
Another thing that you mentioned, and we only have just a little bit of time left, is at the beginning, you're involved in Tai Chi. What are the benefits of Tai Chi for people?
Sure. Well, Tai Chi has been proven through research to help reduce arthritis pain, stiffness. It improves your balance. It's a great stress reliever, both physically and mentally. I've had people come to my class who've actually been able to go off their blood pressure medication by performing Tai Chi on a daily basis. They've been able to go off and they've seen their blood pressure reduced. Let me think. Participants have told me it's helped them with migraine headaches. It's helped them with sciatica pain. And it's just a really fun class and a great thing to learn to do.
And can people do it sitting or standing?
You can do it both, sitting and standing. And that's why Tai Chi is also a lifelong exercise. I've taught it to my 9-year-old daughter, and we've had participants come to our class who are up in their 90s. And so it's a great, I guess, tool, they call it playing Tai Chi in China, as a matter of fact. It's just a fun activity to learn.
For more information about Tai Chi, where would people find that?
Yes, you can go on our Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital website, look under classes, and under Fit and Healthy, you could register for our Tai Chi classes that way, or you can contact our community relations office.
And their Tai Chi classes are going to start in the fall?
That is right. We have a class going on right now, but then we will have more classes beginning the week after Labor Day in September. We'll be offering beginner classes on Monday mornings and Thursday evenings, and then we will also have intermediate classes for persons who have already taken the beginner class, and those will be offered Wednesday mornings and Thursday evenings as well.
For more information about Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital's offerings, you can go to spectrumhealth.org/Zealand. Until next week, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital wishes you well.
Thanks for listening to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health, Zealand Community Hospital, on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.